court. Okay, but some real, let's get back into this. Okay, let's learn today about this week's parasha. Nachamu, Nachamu Am. What's the double Nachamu? What's the double Nachama parashas for Eschanan? Why is there a double Nachama? Because in this week's parasha we have the parasha of Shva Yisrael, Kriyashma, and the Aseres Adibris. Hashem gave us Nachama this week by giving us two things. This week's parashas for Eschanan, we read about the first parasha of Kriyashma, Shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and we have the Aseres Adibris. And in the Aseres Adibros, we have a beautiful mitzvah, one of the commandments of Kadeit Es Avich V'Yasimecha. And not only do we have this mitzvah, but we have a bonus. L'man Yarichon Yimechu, L'man Yitavloch. Hatova, Toiv. L'man Yitavloch. So if I would want to say a drush, we go back, we said this before we learned the kinois, is Yir Hashem says to Yirmiyahu, Mo'atoroya Yirmiyahu. What do you see? The very first Nevuah. So Yirmiyahu says, I see that you're going to beat us up. Amakel shoiket ani roya. And Hashem says back to Yirmiyahu, hey, taftal liras. Good. You got the message. Parshas v'eschanon is the parsha of hey, taftal liras. Because in Parshas v'eschanon it says, l'man yarichun yomecha u'l'man yitavloch. The word toiv is finally restored. In the first Dibrois, in Parshas Yisro, in the midst of Kabeid Ezrich V'Yasimecha, does not say toiv. Because Hashem knew that the Luchos would be shattered. Chas v'sholoim poska toiva mi'Yisrael. So the toiv was not included in the first Dibrois. When was the toiv first returned? This week's Parsha.
Doesn't that toiv refer to Olam Haba?
Machlokes in the Gemara. L'man yarichun yimecha is olam hazeh, l'man yitavloch l'olam haba. Okay, there are many ayin panim l'toira. But the toiv was not included in the first Dibrois because Hashem said, I know the future, chas v'shalom poska toiva miYisrael. If toiv would be shattered, that would have a traumatic experience. On the toiv, I don't want that to be. The mail, I'm gonna shelter the toiv from the trauma. And this week, when we receive the second luchos, when we record, at least when we record the words of the second luchos, the word toiv appears. It appears. Hashem returned the toiv to us this week's parasha right after Tisha B'Av, after we go through an era tekufa of the makel shoiked. I see a makel shoiket. And Hashem says back to Yirmiyah, good. If you see it, it means you appreciate it. And I'll give you the example. Here, I'll give you the example of I'm trying this. It's really a drush. It's like really a Friday drush. But once everybody's saying it, to say the idea is that Yishol Besser is today a very, very popular person. He writes as one of art school's main writers. He became their top writer, and he wrote so many books, and he happens to be an enikel of the Chassam Sofer. Okay, I think even the Mem, maybe in the Berach HaBen, I don't even know what degree. So even though if you go out into the Judaica store, you'll find on the bookshelf probably 100 biographies on the Chassam Sofer. What are you going to write about the Chassam Sofer that was not already written about his biography, his personal life? But he felt the need to write a biography because he says, it's my Zayde, my alter Zayde. So I'm going to write another biography. He writes in Hagdama, I'm going to write another biography. And his biography, you should know, is pretty small. It's from the smallest biographies I've ever seen. It's really pretty thin. And it's published by, of course, he has all the access to art scroll. He has all the access. And he writes in the Hagdam, I'm only going to write stories and things that I know to be as 100% authentic. That's his claim. And it's not such a big sefer. Based on his Mesorah, I don't know. I don't know what it's based on. He makes a very, really, you read it. It's not a big biography. You can read it very quickly. It's not a big biography. And there's one story that really captures my heart. He says that the Talmidim knew that the Chassam Sofer learned with Eliyahu Hanavi. This is what he writes there. Eliyahu Hanavi every Thursday night. The Chassam Sofer had a chavrusa shaft with the Chassam, with Eliyahu Hanavi, to learn Chumash Rashi. Like we learn in the evening, 7:15 Chumash Rashi in Unchlis. He had a chavrusa shaft to learn with Eliyahu Hanavi Thursday night, Chumash and Rashi. So the boys, you know, they really, is it really true? You know? So there was one smart aleck. He's going to sneak into the office. So he's going to sneak into the office where they learn. So at night, after Maariv was over, this boy, he snuck into the Chassam Sofer's office. He went into the closet. He hid in the back of the closet and waited. Sure enough, at some point, the Chassam Sofer entered into the closet, and sat down and started learning. And at some point in time, this boy, he heard there was someone else in the office and was learning along with the Chassam Sofer in this most beautiful voice, melodious voice. And this boy right away realized, this must be Eliyahu Hanavi. It's true. He's learning the Chassam Sofer. They started learning Chumash, Rashi, Sato. And the boy was terrified. Eliyahu Hanavi? And he began to shake like a lulav, like a Hoshana. The Chassam Sofer heard rustling in the closet. He immediately stopped, opened up the closet, and saw the boy was there in the corner hiding in terror. The Rabbi Chassam Sofer, he said to the boy, "Did you see anything?" And the boy said, "No, I did not see anything." The Chassam Sofer then said, "Did you hear anything?" And the boy said, "Yes." The Chassam Sofer was very surprised, what it says in the book. He paused and he said to the boy, "You were zoicha to hear Eliyahu Hanavi." And the Chassam Sofer said, "You have to be a Baal Madrega. Eliyahu Hanavi can be walking around on the street, you're not going to see him." And he said, "You know, you weren't on the Madrega to see, but obviously you're something special. You were zoicha to hear the voice of Eliyahu Hanavi." That's what it says in the book.
And who was this boy? Who does it say?
Who's the source?
No, who the boy was.
Doesn't say who the boy is. I have the Chassam. This is Yisrael Besser. It's in the book. Yisrael Besser, his biography on his Elter Zayde, the Chassam Sofer. Okay, I don't know if it's in other books, but that's what's in his book. I was very moved by this story.
He wasn't there. How do you know what happened? Yisrael.
This is what he claims. This is as good as it gets. No one knows nothing. You are 100% correct. 100% correct. All of these stories, you have to be a Maimon. And you're right, we don't know this, that there are a lot of things that have been made up. He has the reputation, Yisrael Besser, as being an Ish Neman. He's an Ish Matzliach. He's a very successful person. He's very, very, very successful in what he does. He has the reputation as being an Ish Neman. And this is what he wrote in the book, and he says, obviously, no one knows nothing, no guarantees for anything, but he feels that what he's writing down, he's an enikel of the Chassam Sofer, and he's putting down things that are accepted in the family to be authentic. To whatever degree you want to accept it, I'm not telling you to believe it, that's what he says. The story, even if you don't believe the story is a powerful story, because what I really like about the story is because the story says, is that Chassam Sofer asked, "Did you see?" And he said, "No." And then, "Did you hear?" He says, "Yeah, I heard." And the Chassam Sofer appears to be surprised that he was even able to hear. Seeing you were not able to be Zoicha, because obviously the story is teaching you, you have to be a Baal Madrega to see.
Was inside the closet.
Oh, so maybe he was like peeking through the lattices. Maybe he was peeking through. You're right. I don't know, but the story brings out the point that just because there are miracles happening in front of you, there are great things happening in front of you, does not mean you will be zoicha to see what's in plain sight. If you're not a Yorei Shamayim, you're not holding where you should be holding, there could be miracles happening right in front of your eyes and will pass it right by. And the Chasam Sofer was surprised that this boy was on a madrega in Ruchnius, that he was zoicha to hear for a few seconds the voice of Eliyahu HaNavi. Even though it was done in a devious way, whatever that also has to be understood. Okay, so why am I telling you this? Because because over here I'm trying to say a drush. This is really a Friday drush, early bird special. Is that Hashem says to Yirmiyah HaNavi, Yirmiyah, the very first Nevuah. This is how we started the 3 weeks. We started the 3 weeks with the first Shabbos of Yirmiyah Perek Aleph. Hashem says, I'm looking to recruit some good young men for a mission. It's a very, anyone, any volunteers? Any volunteers? So Yirmiyah volunteers. I'll work for you, Hashem. Good. Let's see if you're eligible. Let me see your resume. Let me see if you're eligible. We'll try out something. Let's do a test run with you. And Hashem shows him a prophecy. Do you see it? What do you see? Are you zoicha to see? Chasam Sofer. Are you zoicha to see? Did you see Eliyahu HaNavi? I'm showing you something. Do you see it? Are you zoicha? Are you holding where you should be holding on Amadrega where you zoicha to see it? What do you see?
If I may, a very interesting thing. The story in Brachos, the Gemara brings down that Yossi, I think it was, went into a korvin to Davin, and Eliyahu came to him and said to him, "What did you hear when you went to korvin?"
Excellent. The Basco. Yes. Are you zoicha to hear? You're right, exactly.
It is a kol kiyona. It was really a kol ka'aryeh. And Aryeh was screaming out, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu yearning for the, So that
depending on your madrego, you will hear what you're able to pick up. The signals are always going out. In this room, if you have a device... In this room, if you have a device, do you know how many signals there are on this device? Hundreds. There are police communications, the FBI communications, there are secret communication channels, there are all the radio channels. You need the right device to pick up the signal. The signals are all in the room, they're all in the air. However this technology works is beyond me. But there are, you go look on your Wi-Fi, you know how many Wi-Fis there are in this room over here? How many different Wi-Fi signals? If you don't have a device and you don't have the password, you're not going to hear nothing. You're not going to be able to connect. You have to have the right kalim. You have to be on the right spiritual level to be able to mekabel the signal. So here Hashem says to Yirmiyah, are you a Baal Madrega? Are you really able to be a volunteer for my service? Let me ask, what do you see? I'm sending you a signal now. What do you see? I see a Makel Shoiked. I see, Hashem, that you're going to punish the Jewish people. You're going to bring a korban. I see what's about to happen. So Hashem says to Yirmiyah, excellent. Heitavta liros. Excellent. When Hashem said to Yirmiyah, heitavta liros, that was nachamu, nachamu, ani. Because if you already see, you see what Hashem is doing to Klal Yisrael, you see what you see, that already is already the Nechama. If you're ready to appreciate that it's Hashem who is punishing you, it's not just a random event. It's not just, just bad mazel. It's just this and that. It's the Yad Hashem. In Loik Yad Hashem, osis azois. Oh, Hashem gave Yirmiyah the ultimate compliment in the entire Tanakh. The ultimate compliment a human being can get from the Ribbono Shel Olam is what Hashem said to Yirmiyah. Heitavta liros. You were zoicha to see, and you saw good. Okay, the Chasam Sofer asked the boy, did you see? the Chassam Sefer would have thought maybe the boy Takasul Yohanavi. And if the boy would have said, yeah, I saw, and I'll tell you exactly what I saw, the Chassam Sefer would have been in shock. Hey, Taftu Liris, you're a very holy person. The boy wasn't on that Madrego. He didn't see, but he heard. Hashem said to Yirmiyah, there's no greater compliment in the entire Tanakh than what Hashem said to Yirmiyah, Hey, Taftu Liris. When you give someone a compliment, it feels pretty good. No one ever gave you a patch upon him for giving them a compliment. People will give you a patch upon him, will take out a gun and shoot you in the head if you give insult them. But if you give someone a compliment, no one's going to give you a frask for giving you a compliment.
If I may, just in the last week's parish at the end of Bamidbar, several places, there were five young ladies, their names were the Nos Slothfot, and they got a tremendous compliment.
That's right. Right. Cain b'noi slav chadoyvas. Cain. But Cain is not as good as Heitaf de Lirois. Heitaf de Lirois is even better than Cain.
Yofa Dibarta. And I got this word that says
Yofa Dibarta. Yeah, you're right. To get a compliment from Hashem is very rare. Very rare. Heitaf. This week, the Ribbono Shel Olam, after going through Tisha B'Av, going through Tisha B'Av, in essence, what have we done? We have studied, we have witnessed the Makil Shoket, the staff of retribution, of punishment. This almond, how do you say the word almond? Almond. Almond? Do I say it right?
We don't pronounce
Someone told me I don't know how to say the word almond.
Silent A L.
Whatever. You've seen the Makil Shoket. You've seen, he taftaliris, a compliment. Hashem this week has returned the word toiv. And where has Hashem returned the toiv? In the midst of kibud avoim. What is kibud avoim really in the big picture? In the big picture of things? In the big picture of things, kibud avoim is to return to the others. Go back to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, Kabeir Esavicha V'Yasimecha. Who's the ultimate Av? The founding fathers and the founding mothers. The Goyim don't have founding mothers. Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. In such a country where everything is about, how come there's no founding mothers in this country? In this country, in 2022. Don't worry. Soon enough, right? Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah. That's Kabeid es avicha v'yasimecha. And this week, when you go through Tisha B'Av, we are returning to the Avos, returning to the Mesorah. And Hashem says to us on this Shabbos, oh, you've done teshuvah. Like in the Kenan Yirmiyah, Hashem says to Yirmiyah, go to the Avos. Go to the Kivrei Avos. Ayei zuchus Avos. You have to go and be Toveya. And when you go back to the Avos and you Toveya from the Avos, Hashem says to us in this week's parasha, Leman Yitavloch, V'harach the Yamin, the Toiv comes back, Hey Tavto Liris.
That's what Moshe, the words that Moshe adds as opposed to the first that Sarah said also, where it just says, Kabeir Esavich V'yasimecha, Leman Yerif V'yamecha, it says, not the way you think.
Where? Oh,
the way
very
God
good.
God wants you to do it.
Okay. So this will be the midst of Kibud Avoim. Now, I want to share with you some interesting things about the midst of Kibud Avoim. Kibud Avoim, first of all, it doesn't just appear in this week's parasha. It appears in Parashas Kidoshim. Kidoshim tiyu ki kodoshim yashem lokechem ish imo vi aviv tirols. The Farshim asked the question, what is Kiddusha have to do with Kibud Avoim? There are Taryag mitzvahs. Every mitzvah brings Kiddusha. You know, okay, there's Kiddusha, but why is the Pasuk Mamish? It connects it. It's totally Zeh B'Zeh. Kabeid Esavicha V'Yasimecha. I'm sorry. Kiddushim Tiyu Ki Kiddushim Yashem Lokechem Ish Imo V'Aviv Tirohu. What? Going back to Parashas Kiddushim, why is Kiddusha dependent upon Kibud Avoim? So here, and this safe is just unbelievable. It has all the good stuff.
I'd just like to mention that you know, people, they're darshaning all sorts of drushes, kadosh and iyu. In Pashat Pshat, the vendor of Moses, how he used to say, just doing mitzvahs, we actually say it, Baruch HaTol Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hashem
Kiddushonu,
Hashem Kiddushonu, B'mitzvah Yisov, that's it. He gives us Kedusha by the mitzvahs. We say it all the time.
Every mitzvah brings Kedusha.
Every
mitzvah, without a shadow of a doubt. But yet, there obviously... But yet, this, the mitzvah of Kibud Avoim, it's true, 100% of Mordechai is true, but this mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kodosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ish Imo Vyaviv Tirahu. I mean, the juxtaposition of Kibud Avoim obviously indicates that there's an intensity of Kedusha connected to Kibud Avoim. Of course, every mitzvah, you're 100% right, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvah Yisof, but there's an intensity. So what? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, none other than Rav Moshe Feinstein says, and here you learn a Yisoid. You know, people love Sugulois. Atem tinuli mamleches, an am Sugula. So this is a very good Sugula. It's time, it's been proven. If a person wants some Kiddusha in his life, Kibud Avoim. Kibud Avoim brings Kedusha. You know, Uri Zohar passed away not that long ago, and one of the most popular stories about Uri Zohar is a story of Kibud Avoim, is where when he became from, he had a very, you know, he was married to a very glamorous woman, and he wanted to remain married after he became from, but his wife did not go for this Haredi business. He cracked up. Uri Zohar, he mamashly cracked up, he became a Haredi, and the whole world thought he lost his mind, and his wife wanted to divorce him, and they were already in the process of going through a divorce, and in the meantime he was trying to raise his children to be shemitah mitzvos, whatever, to whatever degree, and during this process, so his children, he put them in yeshiva, I don't know all the details, and they learned about the mitzvah of Kibud Avoim, and at home, the children respected their father. They learned in yeshiva, Kibud Avoim, and I don't remember the details, but they showed their father unusual respect. So the mother, his wife, said, "What's this? They have such derech eretz for you." it made upon her an incredible impression. That part of being a religious Jew, a shomer Torah u'mitzvahs, the Torah demands respect for parents, derech eretz to parents. And that changed everything. She immediately decided, I also want this. What was it? Now you have to appreciate the story. With Rav Moshe Feinstein. Oh, because they stood up for their father? Is that really what it's about? They stood up for the father. They asked the father, you like pancakes or eggs for breakfast? Is that what it's all about? Really? That's what changed his wife's mind? Impossible. Is what Rav Moshe Feinstein says, is that when you mechabed your parents, it brings kedusha, a palpable kedusha. You can touch it, you can slice it, the kedusha. When a child shows authentic respect for a parent, midin kabed ezrich v'yasimecha, this kedusha. And once you experience kedusha, there's no going back. It's a chaval that many chilonim. It's because they never experienced kedusha. That's the sadness of it. It's not because they're so anti-religious and there's such a hatred with an intensity. It's a chaval. You know why? It's because they never had a taste of kedusha. And if you just give them that taste of kedusha for one moment, there's no going back. And the big, you know, how do you give kedusha? There are many techniques. For some people, you learn a daf gemara. You learn with a chiloni, a daf gemara, a few lines of gemara. Magic. Shor shenagach esapara, they feel kedusha for a second, it's all over. They're done. Some people, it doesn't work. You take him to the Eretz Yisrael, take him to the Kosel, the Mekomis HaKedoshim. They feel something, Kedusha. Some people, everyone is different. Everyone needs to feel Kedusha. There are different techniques of injecting a mashu of Kedusha. And once the Neshama feels that Kedusha, you're done. You won the battle. How do you get that Kedusha? How do you feel that Kedusha? Different strokes for different folks. This story of Uri Zohar's wife, saw what Rav Moshe Feinstein says. Kedoshim to you. Ki kodosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ish, imo, v'aviv tirohu. It's her child also. She saw what happened. She saw kibud avoim. It says in the pasuk, kedoshim to you. It blew her away. She felt the Kedusha. It wasn't just a nice thing. It was like a moment of Kedusha. It was over. I once, they say like Shabbos project. Shabbos. What's it called? Private Inspired. Shabbos Course America. That's another thing. That's a book world. Shabbos Inspire. Project Inspire has, they hooked up with the chief rabbi of England.
South Africa.
What's
Goldstein.
Goldstein. What is it called? What is it called? They have it every year. Once a year after Rosh Hashanah, yeah. You know, after Sukkot, what is it called? Shabbos Inspire, something like that. So I remember I saw on a Tisha B'Av video a couple of years ago about a person who became a Baal Teshuva. What did it for him? I told you learn Daf Gemara, you go to Eretz Yisrael. It's you go to a home as a guest for a Shabbos Seuda. It does miracles. How does it, you go, you invite a person to a Jewish home, and you take a chiloni, and you come for a Suda Shabbos. And there's the father, and the mother, and then they kiddush, and they wash, and their children, and they bless the children, and they have a Suda, and they sit there at the table, and they watch. And it blows their mind. What is it that blows their mind? It's not just, oh, a nice family. You know, there's an element that's spiritual. It's the Kedusha. Kedusha is what makes a Roshan. Okay, now I'll tell you a couple of four things. We have over here, I'll tell you some first, we'll do some lamdis, but first let me tell you some of the agada. Hopefully we'll have time to do some of the lamdis also, but let's just go very quickly.
He didn't want to wake up his father. He says that's not the point of the story, because if he would tell his father that he lost such a big sale, his father would be angry.
Kill him.
You're an idiot.
Right.
You know, we got a chance to make
it. It's like halacha. You're allowed to wake up your father for this.
He says, what do you think? His father wouldn't get
money?
That's why he says, don't be stupid like the Shegetz was. You wake him up. The point of the story was to show how much the Chachamim were willing to pay to do a mitzvah.
Right. The story is not halacha. Right. 100%. 100%. Okay, now there's the famous Gemara. The famous Gemara says this incredible Gemara. Gemara says that Rashi, Rabban Shimon ben Yochai, when he came out of the cave, he said that I have the ability, okay, putting all humility aside, Yochol ani liftar es kol la'olam min hadin. He came out of the cave, you have a generation, even if the generation is not going in the ways of Hashem, sometimes you have one person. One person has so much merit, such a holy person, in their merit, they can save the whole world. Hashem would bring a churban, a marble upon the world, in the merit of one person. So Rashi said about himself, putting all humility aside, he said, Shakol hador shel oisa azman shechai b'Rashbi yepot mi'adin. V'Rashbi yisbol es kol avonoseim v'omer Rashbi. Rashbi himself said, in my merit, this generation will be spared from suffering. And then Rashbi says, and if I bring my son Eliezer together with me, and we daven together, two of us together, we will be able to patter the world from din, from the time of creation, until now. I only can ponder the world in this generation. But the combined merit of my son together with me, will be able to exempt the world from din from the time of creation until today. What does that mean exactly? I have no idea, but it sounds pretty good, right? And then Rashi said, and if we combine this fellow by the name of Yosam ben Uziah, then us together, my son, myself, and him, we can exempt the world from din from the time of creation all the way until the end of time. Now the question is, what is going on here? Now, what exactly it means to exempt the world from punishment, I have no idea. But like we said, it sounds pretty good if you can say those words and you can exempt the world from punishment. But what was special about Yosam ben Uzi? Who even was he? Who ever heard of him? Well, he was a very important person. Yosam ben Uziah was the melech. He was the melech of Klal Yisrael. He, in fact, Izevel. Izevel killed her own children, her own grandchildren, because she wanted kavod. Ah, kavod. People want kavod even more than money. She wanted the kavod being the queen. So therefore, she usurped the throne by killing her own children and grandchildren. And there's no one else eligible to be power. No one should be a competition to her. And she became the queen of Klal Yisrael approximately in the middle of the 410 years that the Bayis Rishon stood. She was the queen, and she killed her own children. There was one descendant left alive from the Zera of David, and his name was Yosam. He was a newborn. And miraculously, when she went on a killing spree to silence the competition, they rushed this little boy, mother and father, into the Beis HaMidosh, into an attic, into the top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to hide from the onslaught of this crazy woman, Izevel. And they raised him there in great secrecy for 6 years. And after 6 years, am I getting confusing the right person? Maybe, yes. I think, yeah, after... No, that's not Yoshio. Yoshio was much later. No. And then after they organized the coup, and they dethroned her and they executed her, and they ushered this little boy Yosam. He became. Was it Yosam? I think it was Yosam. Maybe I'm making a mistake. All right, but let's running out of time. But let's discuss the person Uziah. I think that it was Uziah. His name was Uziah. I'm getting confused. I'm getting all confused. I forgot my Jewish history. But let's right now, the basic gist is, let's just say there was a person, put everything I said aside for the moment, there was a person by the name of Uziah. Uziah was this child. He was this child. And he got a little bit carried away with himself at some point in his life, and he decided that he wants to be also, it's not enough for him to be the melech, he also wants to be the Kohen Gadol. The cover that he had was not enough. He brought Ketores. He brought Ketores, Uziah. When he brought Ketores, there was an earthquake. As Hashem's way of saying, don't you dare, you've gone too far. It's enough that you're the melech, you have no right to bring Ketores in the Beis HaMikdash. At that moment in time, he had tsaras. Leprosy broke out on his flesh the moment that he usurped his power, the power of the Kohen Gadol, and it broke out leprosy, tsaras. They immediately ushered him into a chamber, and he was basically put in quarantine and lockdown for the rest of his life. On paper, he was still the melech. But he was still the melech, but he was able to function as the melech. So they said, who's next in line? Yosam, his son. Yosam shall now take over the malchus because his father is in quarantine as tsaras. Yosam had the greatest kibud avoim for his father. As long as his father was alive, he did not praver. He did the duties of the Malchus without the covered HaMalchus. He just did what needed to be done to rule the country because his father wasn't able to do so, but he was super duper careful not to do anything whatsoever that should give the impression that he's stepping on his father's toes. For whatever the reason is, it is considered to be Yosam ben Uziyahu is the poster child for Kibud Av V'Em. To go do everything you can possibly do to give cover to your father. I'll read over here what it says over here about what he did. The Yosam Yitzchak Lilas Kesra Malchus B'Mokem Aviv Shenitcha Ulemaisa Yosam Kibud Es Aviv. The loy notal olav malchus bechayov shel aviv. Shekol oisam shanim shahoye chai, aviv chai, who rak shofat es Yisrael, he ruled the Jewish people. The loy hiskim, he never put the crown on his head. The loy hiskim sheyachtiru oisele melech. And in that zuchus, the Gemara says, and first as it explains this whole Gemara, yochol liftor. Es kol ha'olam, from the beginning of creation to the end of the creation. So in other words, this part of Yosam is a gilui on the koyach of Eliezer, or Elazar. Elazar, the son of Rashbi. Rabban Shim ben Yochai had a son. His son, whose name was Elazar. He was in the cave with him for 13 years. Rashbi said, I can only patter the world from din for one generation. But if my son is with me, we can patter the world from punishment from the time of creation until today. Wow, why is your son greater than you? That your son can go and together with you patter the world from the beginning of creation until today? You know the answer is because the son was mechabed his father. The koyach of Elazar being mechabed his father for 13 years in a cave. He didn't have to go into the cave. The only one that was a fugitive was Rashbi. The government was not trying to torture Elazar. He didn't do anything wrong. Only one that went and spoke out nasty things about the government, Rashbi was a fugitive for 13 years because Rashbi cursed out the government. He was there January 6th. So he was on the run. He was on the run. Michal's not here. Michal would appreciate that. Olam here is not the politics, I see. You don't get my political, my nasty.
We keep it to ourselves.
He was on the run, Rashbi. Only Rashbi was on the run, not Elazar. So why does Elazar going into the cave and torturing himself for 13 years? No, the answer is, he's my father. He needs me. I'll give up 13 years of my life to be mechab my father. In that merit, Rashmi said, the Kibud Av V'Em that he did for me, he can patter the world from din, the whole world from din, from the time it was created until now. And you know, there's another person in Jewish history that knew how to be mechaber their father. His name was Yosam. His father was Uziah. Uziah made a mistake. He was makter ketores, he should not have done. And because of that, he was quarantined and put into cherem, and he was locked up for the rest of his life. And his son could have easily taken the Keser Malchus for himself, the covet, and everything that goes along with it. And he said, no, my father is alive, my father is the king, I'll do all the work and take no credit. And all the credit goes to my father. He should receive the covet even though he's in quarantine. He will appear on Zoom as the Melech, wearing the crown, and I'll do all the hard work and let my father get the covet. That was an incredible. We don't appreciate. We don't understand the background to the story. Because we live in. We don't really get. It's hard for us to appreciate what a godless that was. If we would understand the background and what society was like and what he did, it was unheard of. Unheard of. Unprecedented. It was an act of pure Kibud Av V'Em, and in that merit, this team here together can patter the world. From Bereshis to the beginning of the world to the end of the world. Now, obviously, there's more to the story. There's one more element that we don't realize in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Obviously, there's something very special about Bar Yochai. You have to go back into the books, the Lag Boimer books. Bar Yochai, Moshach to Asherach. Why do we call Rabbi Shimon by the name of Bar Yochai? Obviously, there is something about Rabban Shimon that has to do with Kibud Av V'Em. We have here a Marim Mokim. We have over here a Marim Mokim in this sugya because here we learn about Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, clearly his godless lies in the kibbut avayim he had for his father, Rabban Shimon. That's clear. We also, the Chazal emphasize, Yoisan ben Uziyah. Yoisa ben Uziyah demonstrated unusual kibbut avayim. Now, if two of the three in this team demonstrate kibbut avayim, it has to be that there's something very special about the kibbut avayim that Rabban Shimon gave his father Yoichoy. And that it puts us on a treasure hunt to go through Chazal and understand what exactly is it about him that gave him this kibbut avayim. Now, as another example of this, this is a shocking thing. You're not going to see this anywhere else. It's a shocking thing. Someone once had the chutzpah to ask the Chazon Ish, why are you the Chazon Ish and not me? What made you into the Chazon Ish? Okay, isn't a shocking chutzpah question to ask the Chazon Ish? You know, if people think the Chazon, I always thought the Chazon Ish was this nice, able person. He sat in the back of the shul. He was like mayor. He did his own thing. Didn't attack anyone. Didn't try to get in your face. I always thought he was a nice, able person. You know, you learn, study the Chazon Ish. He was a kanoi. He was, now they can't say this, he was a wild man. The Chazon Ish was an activist. He was a very in-your-face person. He was a very, it's an amazing, the way the Olam thinks of the Chazon Ish is not the real way the Chazon Ish, study the Chazon Ish. He had a lot of, I don't know what the words are, but he had a lot of spunk to him. Quite a bit of spunk. He was out there. He was out there telling you his daya and telling you how things should be done, and this is the way we're going to do it. It's my way or the highway. He was a powerful person. Do you know that in the last year of the Chazon Ish's life, he made 300 shidduchim? 300 shidduchim in 1 year, the last year of his life? When the Chazon Ish called you up and said, I got a shidduch for you. You couldn't say no, and it was done. The shidduch was done. You were married in a week. He made 300 shidduchim. He changed the halach in the whole Eretz Yisrael. Not everyone was happy about that. Meir wasn't happy about that. But the Chazon Ish, his power and influence and his activism. I mean, the government had to deal with him. Ben Gurion, was it Ben Gurion who went to visit him? Okay, did Ben Gurion go to visit other people? And Ben Gurion went to him. He didn't go to Ben Gurion. And there are only about 100 versions of what exactly happened in that meeting. Only 100 versions of what exactly, who said what, how they said it, and everyone that writes a version of what happened will tell you the other guy doesn't know what he's talking about. And he'll, you don't know what you're talking about. No one can tell you exactly. And they write up, I'm telling you what really happened in that meeting between them. Okay, it's unbelievable how powerful he was. So someone had the chutzpah to say to the Chazon Ish, what made you into the Chazon Ish? How did you get here? What suchus do you have to be the Chazon Ish? You know all this Torah, your mind is open, you know all the secrets of the world, your Torah knowledge is beyond anyone's understanding, and you have this incredible koyach, power, Ruach HaKodesh. So you wouldn't believe it. He told him the answer. He said, I'll tell you why. This is shocking. This makes sense. That story that I told you, have the Elif Alfi Avdolis beyond belief. This person told me the story. And now I mamish Hashkocha Pratis. I found this. Hashem was mamish telling me what it's, that the story I told you yesterday was authentic. It's true. The Chazon Ish said, if you want me, I can read it to you over here word for word. When I was a child, and it's the name of a child, the Chazon Ish, everyone knows, was a sickly person. He was a very ill person his entire life. If you ever saw a picture of him, he was like a stick. He had stomach problems. Nothing stayed in his stomach.
That's why he didn't have any
children. We don't know that. The Chazon Ish was a sickly person. He had a special issue with food. He could not keep anything in his stomach. That's why he was like emaciated. He looked like a Chamon Lestan, these people that are, you know, that are skeletons. He was a sickly person. And he says, when he was older, I don't know, you know, all the details. But he said when he was a child, and he would have an attack, some type of gastronomical, whatever the word is, attack, and he had excruciating pain. He said, and in those days, the medical world, the medical knowledge was primitive, especially in Eretz Yisrael. What do they have in Eretz Yisrael? It was pathetic. Okay, the world didn't have much to offer b'chlal, and certainly not in Eretz Yisrael. When he first arrived, they had mamish nothing, and he suffered excruciating pain. So he noticed that when he went through these bouts of these tkufais, his parents, when they watched him in pain, had agmas nefesh. So he said that whenever I felt it was coming upon me, this intense pain, I immediately left the house. I ran to shul. I went to the ladies' section, the Ezras Nashim. I lie down on a bench and lie there and let it pass. Let this pain pass, and it was excruciatingly painful. And I had to scream sometimes, let out the pain. And there, where I went to lie down, no one was there. No one saw me. And I just let it pass. However long, it happened very often. Why did I do this? I didn't want to be home and have it that my parents would see me in this matzav. Because if they would see me in pain, it would cause them agmas nefesh. I didn't want them to have the agmas nefesh of knowing how much pain I'm in. And he told this person, that's why, putting all humility aside, I'm the chazoinish and you're not. Because I was moiser nefesh to kibud avoim. Obviously, there's a lot more to the story, and there's a lot more to. But the chazanish, and this is a where would you hear such a story like this? This is what he says over here. He says over here the story. Hinei legabi kibud shal hayim shal hachazanish misupa kasha kasha chazanish haya yelled who soval may his kapus. I don't know what that word means. From Tekufas, may his kapus shall keivim chazokim b'mayayin, or v'chol pam shehirgish she'imedes lahaskil loy hat kofa shall keivim, the intensity of pain. Ozav miyades abayis u'boich besakneses v'shom nichnas la'ezras noshim shoyserreika meyodam nishkav al echad hasaf salim v'gonach, he moaned and groaned. Mitzar shel hakeivim shehirgish ba'osim harigam ad she'avu lo hakeivim ve'oz chazal lebeisai hachazunish rotsa letzaris of the yisima. And he told this person, heishiv lo hachazunish, I'm reading back, bezechos kibud hoirim, he is a little bit more umoirim, yes, as a moirim, my teachers also. Don't underestimate the koyach of kibud avoim. So it's interesting, because only yesterday I told you that story, which Who says the story? I told you, lehavdil elif alfei havdolos, on with all of the exponents. I told you the story that Bush W is not the sharpest guy out there. Okay, Bush W is a C student. He's a C student. He's not. He has no patience for nothing. I once read a story. I think it's not for now. He's not. How was he zoichet to be the president of the United States? How was he zaychet for eight years? 8 years, the president of the United States? How? How does it come to such a thing? Bush W, the second Bush, the son, the Zun, Nishta Adla. The father was thrown after four. He only had 4 years. Only with one term. He had two terms. So there was a very big Talmud Chacham talking, and he says, he knows. You know nothing. People will tell you they know nothing. But he says, I'll tell you what I think the reason why he was zoichet to be the president at night. I couldn't believe he says, but I laughed him off. But listen, at least he's not telling us why the Holocaust happened. Why? He says, because he says, I told you, is that he had a, Bush W had a brother who died as a child. And his mother, Barbara, had incredible agmas nefesh, avelos, for the loss of their child. And Bush W was a child when this happened. And his friends, and he noticed that whenever he was home with his mother found nechama in him being there. It was a nechama. And his friends used to come to the house all the time and say, George, let's go play. Let's go to the game. Let's go ice skating. Let's go to the park. Let's go, let's go. And he came out and he said to him, I can't go. I have to, no one told him to do this. I have to be here with my mother. And I'm here, she has nechama. So this Rav, this goes back, the story goes back almost probably 15 years. He said, Li bi oimer li, that because of that, he was zeichet to be president. How do you know? You know nothing. Why did he get up and say this? I don't know why he said it. I have no idea. Yeah, very nice. Are you crazy? You know nothing. I'm reading the story yesterday, and I couldn't even believe a person has the chutzpah to ask the Chazon Ish, what made you into the Chazon Ish? And on top of that, the Chazon Ish tells him, I'll tell you why I'm the Chazon Ish. It's because of the kibud av ha'im I gave my parents. I didn't want them to see how much I suffer. So I used to go out of my way to make sure they shouldn't see that I'm in tsar as a little child. And because of that, I was zeichet to be the Chazon Ish. You know, I'm beginning to wonder. Maybe this guy knows what he's talking about. Not that I believe he knows what he's talking about, but you know, Haloy Davar. Now this is I want to tell you now, an incredible thing in honor of Rabbi Mayavsky, who is an Einikol of the Chayyadam. He says something here that is really hits the nail on the head about Kibud Av Va'Em. The Chayyadam, he writes about Kibud Av Va'Em. Even the Chayyadam is not a sefer on Yerideh. Kibud Av Va'Em is in Yerideh. Not in Archaim. He didn't write it. He wrote Chachmas Adam. He quotes in the Chayyadam. He quotes in the Chayyadam. Maybe, but I think this is in Chayyadam, not in Chachmas Adam. He writes over here that a person. Listen, this is shocking what he says here, and it's mamish emes. It's amazing. He hits the nail on the head. He writes that a person has to mechab his parents in three things. In Maisa, that we all know, you have to go do things. You got to do things. You got to go visit. You got to go help them with the shopping. You have to go clean up. You got to do stuff. Do stuff. And then dibur. There's a way to talk to your parents. You don't call your parents by their first name. You call your yasugim derechet. And then he says something which I don't think the average person knows this. Go take a poll of all the boys in yeshiva, in elementary school, and ask them this. You mechuyiv al pi halacha to mekayim the mitzvah kabeiras levich v'yasimecha b'machshava. Now, what does it mean, b'machshava? He explains. This is what he says. I'm reading you the words, a quote. And I'll tell you what Rav Steinman, Zecher Tzad Livracha, says about this quote from the Chayyadam. He says, "Sheyidme be'enav." These are the words of the Chayyadam, Ramayevsky Yezede. "Sheyidme be'enav, in your eyes, in your machshava, shehem gidoylim v'nichbidei eretz." Your father is the president of the United States. Well, that's not a good example today. But your father is the Gadol Hador. Your father, you say first, the president of the United States, not common anymore. Well, no matter who it is, it's not a common. But your father, in your mind, is the Gadol Hador. Your father is Rav Moshe Feinstein. If Rav Moshe Feinstein was in this room, I think we would all be a little bit uncomfortable. I certainly would. If Rav Moshe Feinstein was sitting in this room, we would be a little bit nervous. Okay, Rav Chaim Kanievsky was in this room right now, we would be a little bit uncomfortable. If Chassam Soiver was in this room, we would be very scared.
I'll tell you what, just for a quick, in my sister's follow-up holiday, when I came to visit one time, they have all the picnic tables that tablecloths on.
Picnic tables.
And they put on tablecloths, and they had sperm strewn all over the table. And I said to my wife, because somebody was there, my wife, she's Anika, were in the bungalow, his granddaughter and son-in-law. And they used to be on Sunday afternoon, they would be the guy that was, they loved to play peanut. And they were always playing cards. They fit in the men. And
yeah.
Now they had swarm all over the table. I said to my sister, what's this all about? He said, my wife's just coming to visit today.
Figure it out. Come on, figure it out. Instead, take away the cards and put on some on the table. To figure out. Okay. So he writes a Shayidma that a person, this is what the Chaye Adam says. This is a shocking statement and it's an incredible statement. A Shayidma be'enof, in your mind, you should believe Shehem Gidoilim v'nichbodei Eretz. Your parents are, your father is Moshe Feinstein. Your father is Rav Steinman, Rav Chaim, whoever your heroes are. Even though you know good and well that your father, he may just be a truck driver. He may be a plumber. He may be a computer programmer. He may just be an ordinary guy. An ordinary, simple, partially yid. Av shebe'enei sh'ar b'nei adam enam chashuvim klal. Maybe Rahman al-Sani is incarcerated. Maybe he's in prison. Doesn't matter. Even though in the eyes of the world, no one gives your father any respect. They have no respect. Because he's really not a respectful person. But the law of Kibud Avraham demands that you, in your mind, your father is Rav Moshe Feinstein. And the way you treat your father is the way you treat the Gadol Hadar. Even though people looking at you, you're crazy. You go, you treat your father like who's your father already? Who is he? He's just an ordinary Joe. What are you treating your father like that for? He's not Rav Moshe Feinstein. I don't care what you think. The Chai Adam writes, in your mind, machshava, the machshava, your father has to be the Gadol Hadar. That is part of the demands of Kibud Avraham. Yes, the average person, is that Kibud Avraham? No, Kibud Avraham, it says in Rashi, you give him clothing, you feed him, you take him in, you take him out. Okay, Yira, don't sit in this place, don't contradict him. Vizehu! But that's it. I should go in my mind, look at my father like he's Rav Moshe Feinstein? No way! No way, my father is my father. I know society, I have a sense of greatness. I understand who's like this. I mean, go look at my father like he's Rav Moshe Feinstein? No! The Chai Adam says, "Sheyidne be'enav shehim gidoylim v'nichbodei eretz af." Even though shebe'enei shabene adam enim chashuvim klal. Rav Steinman writes. So the mechaber of this sefer says that he went to Rav Steinman, and he showed this to him, and he was talking. I don't know, he was talking to him, and he's talking about Kibud Avraham, and he said, "Omar Hagoyin, Rebbe, what was his first name? Aleph Yud Lamed." Aleph Yud Lamed, I forgot his name. Shahadover Hazeh, this element, Hu Hachelik Hakosheh B'Yoyser B'Mitzvahs Kibud Av. This is the most difficult element of Kibud Avraham, is to train your mind to view your parents as if they're the Gedolei Hadar, and don't be pressured by other people. Other people, come on, what are you doing now? You have to go do this. It's true, you have an assessment of society and you know where your parents stand as far as greatness. It doesn't matter. In your mind, the Gedolei Yisrael. The Gedolei Yisrael, so people, they run to the kever. You see people, they run to Kerem of Gedolei Yisrael. You go to your parents' kever? Oh, that's my father. You know, my father, you know, Sunday afternoon, he played cards. You know, I have to go run to my father's kever. So you're running to, you got out to this kever, that kever, you're running across the world. Is your father the Gadol Hadar? If you believe your father is the Gadol Hadar, on his yard side, you'll run to the other side of the world to go to his kever. That's Kibud Avraham. And if you're zoicha to have parents alive, you'll take care of them. Like every, I don't know if you ever see any celebrities, Gidoilim, they are a mamish, a team. They have mamish, a whole staff. The elderly people, they're not well at all, and they have a mamish, an entourage. Take him in, take him out, 24 hours here, there. People give money, they give big money to make sure that this person who was very active, and now Rahman Litzlan, he's a very sick person, he should be taken care of. Because he's the Gadol Hadar. Now, unfortunately, you know, he's totally in a state of, he's in a state now where he can't...
Who is this?
I'm talking, there are people out there. I'm not going to give names, but there are certain people today that were, that in their day, they were the undisputed Rosh HaMedad B'chol Makom. And today, unfortunately, they're very elderly and they're not well, and they need a lot of help, and they get it because of the respect people had for them. They make sure that now they're taken care of well. So do you do the same thing for your own parents? Not everyone can afford, but those that can afford, those that can do, they do say, well, my father's not the Gadol Hadar. So the answer is, he is the Gadol Hadar in your eyes. It's a tremendous chiddush. But okay, there's a lot more over here. Unfortunately, I didn't pace myself.
Does he have source?
The Chaye Adam is Moshe Rabbeinu. Ramayevsky. The Chaye Adam is the undisputed Pesek Hadar. Was going back time of the Gra. You know what the Chaye Adam was? Chaye was the Mechun of the Gra, and the Chaye Adam was like Mamish Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chaye Adam. The Chaye Adam writes, this is what he writes, so you have to go into the source of the Chaye Adam. You're right, you have to search for it now. You got to work backwards. Chaye Adam, when it says something, you take it seriously. You take it seriously, it says there are three elements to keep it avoyin. What?
Dancing.
There are three elements of keep it avoyin. Maise, Dibur, and he introduces something that doesn't say anywhere else. It doesn't say this in the Gemara. There's no Gemara that says this. You're right, yes, and well, yes, you know, very good question. What is the source? What's the source? We have to work backwards. But he writes this, b'machshava, three elements. Three elements. No, of course not, of course not, of course not. Three elements. Maisa, dibur, machshava, a new concept. And what does machshava mean? In your mind, train yourself that your parents are the Gedolei Hador. Boys, have a wonderful day. L'man yitav loch, l'man yarech. Aaron Yehuda Leib. Aaron Yehuda Leib.
Amen.